朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
回顾我们过去的历史
Looking back the history，
大家都会不难发现，在我们的人生中有许多的考验。
It's always the case we all have been through many tests，
有些是工作的困难
being difficulty at work，
失业的威胁
some threatening of losing a job，
或者是被欺压的怨气
are being oppressed，
或者是受人的欺骗
are being tricked，
也有一些是身体的健康
being the issues in our health，
严重的意外
some accident happened，
难治的疾病
untreated illness，
或者是一辈子要治疗的长期问题
or having to live with some illness our own life，
不仅我们会问这样的问题，我信仰对我什么益处？
We can't help but ask what's the use of our faith in God，
上帝为何不听我的祷告？
Why God has not listened to my prayer？
为什么认真信主的人反而要受更大的考验？
Why the believers have to go through many challenges？
当然我们都知道我们是生活在一个充满苦难的世界。
We all know that we are living in a world of all kinds of difficulties。
基本上人类是受到了咒诅。
Basically our human beings are being cursed。
每一个人都要面对苦难的考验。
We all have to face such things as suffering.
因为撒旦魔鬼掌握的这个世界。
Because Satan is in charge of this world.
他有一个目的就是叫我们留在苦难底下。
It's always his goal for us to live under our suffering.
让我们放弃对神的信仰。
So that we might give up on the faith in God.
可是当时间过去，
But when times pass,
我们渐渐地走出苦难的阴影，
We gradually walk out of the shadow of our suffering.
我们会发现神其实没有离开我们。
We realize that God has never given up on us.
他也没有弃我们不顾。
He never forsake us.
因为他是一位得胜的神。
Because he's calledThe Lord of our victory.
到底他还是掌管一切。
At last, he's in charge of everything.
只要我们坚持到底，
If we only we can be persevere,
我们一定会看到他的拯救来到。
We sure will see his salvation.
他的恩典够我们用。
His grace is more than we can use.
他要帮助我们唱胜利的凯歌。
He help us to singThe poem of victory.
今天我们要从旧约以色列人出埃及的经历来看。
Today we want to go to Exodus to see the Israelites' experience.
看我们的神是一位怎样在黑暗中让我们发出赞美歌声的神。
So that we know how our God is like when we are in the darkness.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你的面前打开你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we open your word in front of you.
求你圣灵的光照到我们内心的深处。
We pray that the light of the truth shine in the darkness of our inner heart.
让我们里面的忧伤、里面的亏欠都被主的爱一扫而空。
So that our grief, our sorrow can be all swept away. by God.
叫我们都能抬头仰望我们得胜的主。
That we can look up upon our Lord of victory.
因为你始终在大水之上掌管万有。
Because you've always been in control over all the waters.
求主给我们更新的信心。
May Lord give us a refreshed heart.
让我们在今天再一次的蒙恩。
So that we can all get new glory today.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 以色列人他们移民埃及四百年。
Israelites migrate to Egypt for 400 years.
从贵族的地位沦落成为奴隶的情况。
From their high status to being the status of slavery.
他们替法老建金字塔，建基货城。
They build the pyramids for pharaohs.
埃及人苦待他们，甚至把他们出生的婴孩男婴都杀掉。
But they were being treated very badly, and even their firstborn were killed.
在水深火热当中，他们求告耶和华神。
In all these sufferings, they called upon Jehovah.
神就拣选摩西做他们的领袖。
And God picked Moses to be their leader.
要带他们出埃及得自由。
And lead them out of Egypt to freedom.
期间当然法老不愿意让他们离去。
During all this time, the Pharaoh is not willing to let them go.
神就使十个灾害临到埃及的人。
And God descended 10 afflictions upon the Egyptians.
让他们意识到耶和华神比他们所拜的一切假神更伟大。
Show them Jehovah the God is much greater than all the gods they've been idoled.
最后连法老的儿子都死了，所以他不得不让以色列人去。
In the end, even Pharaoh's son was killed, so they have to let the Israelites go.
但是当以色列人离开了埃及，法老马上就后悔了。
When the Israelites were taken off, the Pharaoh was regretted.
他就下令让他军队去追赶以色列人，把他们都要消灭掉。
He ordered his mighty armies to chase after the Israelites and kill them all.
以色列人老老少少走到红海的前边。
All the people of Israelites came to the Red Sea.
他们发现他们陷入了绝境。
When they feel like they were cornered.
前面是红海的大水，后面是法老的追兵。
In front was the mighty sea, the Red Sea, and behind them was this enemy chasing after them.
他们无处可逃，所以只有在那里呼求神的帮助。
Where they have nowhere to hide, to run, they only can call upon God.
他们甚至向摩西埋怨说，难道在埃及我们没有坟地，叫我们都被带来死在旷野中吗？
They even complained to Moses that why we are here, even in Egypt, we could have our graves.
你我是我在生活中，我们也曾经有前有大水，后有追兵的状况。
You and me were also in this situation where,In the front is this mighty water. Behind us is this chasing enemy.
出埃及记第十四章十三节
Chapter 14, verses 13.
摩西对百姓说不要惧怕只管站住看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了耶和华必为你们征战你们只管静默不要作声然后神吩咐摩西说你只管吩咐以色列人往前走你举手向海伸杖把水分开以色列人要下海中走干地。神就转身到以色列人的后边在以色列人跟埃及的军队中间。
God turned around and get in between Israelites and the Egyptian army.
神他在云柱中显现 所以一边是黑暗，一边是光明。
God showed up in the cloud, so one side is darkness, one side is brightness.
以色列人能够走旱地而过，法老的军队在黑暗中看不见前面。
Israelites walk in the dry land, but the Pharaoh's army cannot see them.
当摩西把杖伸向红海，水就左右分开，立起如墙壁。
When Moses stretched his staff, the water is separated and rise up as a great wall.
第十四章二十七节，摩西就向海伸杖，到了天亮，海水仍旧复原。埃及人避水逃跑的时候，耶和华把他们推翻在大海中，就回流淹没了车辆和马兵。那些跟着以色列人下海，法老的全军连一个也没有剩下，以色列人却在海中走干地，水在他们面前左右做了墙垣。你看，本来要害他们的海水却成了保护他们的墙垣。
You see, the great water that's meant to perish them but become their protection, like their wall.
这一个海水重新的覆盖，就把埃及的军队都淹死了。
When the sea returned to its normal course, it actually killed the enemy.
这是一个从所未有的大神迹。
This is a great wonder.That has ever happened.
在人看来是无可药救的情况，但是神却使他完全的转变。
When people are helpless, God can turn things around.
所以摩西就写了一首诗来纪念神伟大的作为。
For this, Moses wrote a poem to remember God's great.
这是我们今天要读的经文。
This is what we're about to read today.
出埃及第十五章第一节第二节。
Exodus chapter 15 verses 1-2.
那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说：“我要向耶和华欢唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神。”我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。我们的神是一位怎样的神？
What is our God like?
透过摩西的宣告，我们看到神是我们的力量。
Through Moses' proclamation, we know God is our strength.
人最大的苦恼不是不知道，而是没有力量去做。
One of our problems is not we don't know is that we don't have strength to do it.
我们都知道我们要量入为出，但是我们还是每个月都是赤字。
We all know we need to budget our spendings, but we always end up in
deficit.
Sorry, thank you.
我们知道要多做运动，可是我们的体重还是在不断增加。
We all know we need to exercise, but our weight keeps growing.
我们都知道我们不能单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，可是我们都忙不过来。
We all know we need to care for other people's, but we have too much on our own.
Our own business.那我们常常都晓得要读经祷告，可是我们没有办法坚持下去。
We know we ought to read Bibles and pray, but we cannot do it every single day.
知道不是问题，是做不到才是问题。
Not knowing is not a problem. Not being able to do it is our problem.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们没有支取神的力量。
We have not withdrawn.Any of God's strength.
以色列人到了彻底毫无希望的时候，他们才完全的依靠神。
Only when Israelites were in desperate,
他们就得到大大的能力，而且是胜过仇敌。
They did get God's strength and overcome the enemy.
所以支取神的力量，这个是我们生活的秘诀。
So the trick is how to withdraw God's strength.
什么是支取？那就是要专心的来求告神。
How to withdraw? We need to be focused on God.
因为我们的神是我们的力量。
Because God is our strength.
不但如此，他也是我们的诗歌。
Not only that, he's our song.
在什么情况之下你会唱歌？
Under what circumstance do you sing?
我想那是你高兴的时候，你是平安的时候。
Usually when you are joyful, when you are peaceful.
如果你的车子刚刚被人撞了，你会不会唱歌？
When your car bumped into somebody, would you sing?
当你拉到你的成绩是 C 或者 D, 你会不会唱歌？你也不会。
When you get a C in your class, would you sing the song?
因为我们看到的是我们自己的遭遇。
Because what we see is what we've been through.
我们看到的是自己的悲哀。
Well, we see our sorrow.
然而摩西说神是我们的诗歌。
But Moses said, God is our song.
他不是看自己。
He's not looking inside.
他把他的眼目转移到神的身上。
Turn his sight onto God.
看神他的作为跟他慈爱的本性。
He sees God's deed and his gracefulness.
所以当我们唱诗的时候，我们要把我们的注意力集中在神他的本质上。
When we sing songs, we need to focus on God's character.
我们越唱就越喜乐。
The more we sing,We become more joyful.
有时候我一个人唱诗，我会唱一个小时，甚至不停止。
Sometimes I can sing for an hour.
因为神是我们的诗歌。
Because God is our song.
不但如此，他也是我们的拯救。
Not only that, he's also our salvation.
什么样的病人是最难医的病人？
What kind of illness is hardest to treat?
就是不觉得自己有病的人。
Is the person who don't think.
如果我们不觉得自己需要被拯救，谁也救不了我们。
If we don't feel like this, we need salvation, nobody can save us.
许多的人以为他等一下困境就会过去。
People can always think they can wait out.
好像许多的问题都会自动的解决。
Like all things can solve themselves.
但是一次两次都不成，慢慢他就麻痹了，说我不可能改变的。
But when things not turning their way, they become stubborn that they cannot change.
我认识一个餐馆的老板，他就是这样。
I know an owner of a restaurant.
每一次他跟他妻子吵架，他就去赌场。
When every time he argued with his wife, he would go to the
casino.
Casinos.
我也不懂为什么赌场都是要24小时开的。
I don't know why the casinos open 24 hours.
可是每一次赌回来就吵得更厉害。
After each visit to the casinos, the argument becomes even more fierce.
他总觉得我逃避一下事情就会改善。
He think escaping situation can solve the problem.
其实我们需要的是被主来拯救。
What we need is God's salvation.
他愿意救我们。
He's willing to save us.
他也能够救我们。
He can save us.
问题是我们愿不愿意来求告他。
The thing is, are we willing to be saved?
我们愿不愿意完全的降服在他的面前。
Are we willing to be totally controlled under God?
主耶稣的名字是什么意思？
What's the name of Jesus Christ? What's the meaning of Jesus Christ?
那耶稣是什么意思？耶稣的意思就是拯救。
Jesus, the name of Jesus means salvation.
我们的神不但是我们的力量，我们的诗歌，他更是我们的拯救。
God is no longer not only our strength, our song, he's also our salvation.
我们继续看下去第四节。
Verses 4 of this chapter.
帮我按一下。法老的车辆军兵耶和华已抛在海中，他特选的军长都沉于红海，深水淹没他们，他们如同石头坠到深处。耶和华，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。考古学家他们发现在 红海的北边，有一个叫芦苇海的地方。
Archaeologists found on the north side, north shore of Red Sea, a place called
这个
Nuvala
啊，我也看不见那字，好小。那个地方很奇怪的，就是这个 channel 呢，在唯有在那一个特定的地方，它的那个海底是非常浅的。
The strange phenomenon there is that there's a very shallow water near the shore.
好像就是在那里有人故意把它铺了一条路，但是现在水已经淹没了。
Looks like, seems like there was a road under the water, but it's submerged.
1978年 ，Ron Watts 他跟他两个儿子就潜水下到那地方。
1978, Ron Watts and his two sons.Scuba dived underwater there.
他们就发现那里有许许多多这些战车的车轮。
What they found were wheels of chariots.
这个说明呢，曾经有军队从那里经过。
Those wheels proved that there was armies went through there.
当然也有人反对说这个不是埃及的军队，是第二次世界大战的时候剩下来的这些军用品被丢到海里面。
Other people argue that this were just left over by World War II artifacts.
但事实是那里有一段路是很浅，可以不晓得多高，可能就一两丈高那样子一个很浅的地带。
The fact is that there were really some land just underneath the water, very shallow water.
圣经上说，神兴起东风，吹那个水，那个水就立起成垒。
When God blow wind over there, it says it's become a barrier.
如果埃及的尼罗河它不是那样子泛滥的话，那这个芦苇海的地方的水可能不是那样的深。
If it's not for the flood of Nile River, the water wouldn't be this deep.
换句话说，当风一吹，那个地方的陆地就显出来。
When the wind blows, the land showed up.
所以法老他们绝对也不知道那里暗藏了一条浅不是很海水不是很深的路。
Pharaoh would never be able to.No, there was such a path.
所以他们就跟着下去，结果他们被抛弃在海中，失去能力作战。
They followed the Israelites into the sea, but then they were thrown into the water and they lost their power.
我们有的时候太理性，我们忘记我们的神是一位超越理性的神。
Sometimes we become too rational and we forgot God is above rational.
No. 我们甚至看到这些地理的证据，我们还不肯接受跟相信。
Sometimes we saw the proof in geography, we are still reluctant to believe.
魔鬼要把我们限制在自己的小信中。
The devil want us to be confined in our small belief.
我有的时候也很奇怪，为什么在我们教会里很少有什么神迹的发生。
Sometimes I wonder why there's so few miracles in our church.
我的结论就是我们一大堆 D 啊 ,PhD 啊这个 D 那个 D 的啊 ,Master 这个 T 那个 T 的太多理性的人理性的头脑。
I suspect that we have so many high degree people here, we have so much rationale among us.
我到国内去我到乡下地方我听到的都是弟兄姐妹的见证，他们的病怎么得到医治，他们怎么样看到大的神迹。
When I visit China in the countryside, I saw many brothers and sisters. They have lots of wonders. There's miracles happening among them.
所以我们看到，因着我们的小信，我们看不见神的作为。
So we see that because of our small belief, we don't see.God's behavior.
但是当以色列人他们到了那个绝境当中必须要仰望神的时候就看见神奇妙的作为。
When Israelites come to this desperation, they have to call and seeking God's miracles.
神甚至将他们的仇敌埋葬在大海中。
God would throw and bury their enemies into the sea.
这里说堕到坠到深处不再能够危害。
Here they were like sinking to the depths of the sea and would not do any harm.
我的父亲生我以后有一段时间他的身体非常的不好。
When I was born, my father was in bad health.
而他甚至不能工作。
He could not work.
我的父亲我的医生跟我的母亲说他说你就带他回家吧他要吃什么就给他吃吧。
The doctor told my mother to bring my father home and just take good care of him.
他说我们也没有药医他那么你就预备后事吧。
We have no medicine for this disease, just prepare for the worst.
后来他就参加李基胜老弟兄他的查经班。
Then he attended Pastor Nee's Bible study.
每一天他都是认认真真的在那里读圣经祷告。
And he would read and pray earnestly.
一年之后他的身体渐渐就好起来。
After about a year, his health turned around and became better.
后来他就把自己奉献给神做了传道人。
And he offered himself to God to be a pastor.
我父亲38岁生我。
I was born, my father was 38 years old.
他得了那一场大病但是他一直活到99岁。
As bad as he was at the time, but he lived until he was 99.
你知道神能够将我们的仇敌投在深海当中用石头一样的盖住他们。
You know, our God can throw our enemies into the sea and sink them like a stone.
让他们不再能够危害我们，因为我们的神是全能的主宰。
So that they can harm us no longer because our God is a mighty God.
问题是你肯不肯相信他，让他来掌管你的人生。
The thing is, are you willing to give yourself to God to, for him to control your life?
不要忘记，以色列人曾经经验十次神胜过法老的神迹。
Remember, there were 10 rounds of miracles God has made for Israelites.
但是法老马上就转脸追击他们。
But Pharaoh turned around, changed his mind, still chased after them.
这个说明撒旦他是不容易、不轻易放弃的。
Same way for Satan that he would not give up.Harming us.
他总是像法老的追兵一样要来赶着我们。
He's like Pharaoh's army to seek after us.
然后第九节，仇敌说：“我要追上，我要分掳物，我要在他们身上称我的心愿，我要拔出刀来亲手杀灭他们。你叫风一吹，海就把他们淹没，他们如铅沉在大水之中。”这里我们看到。仇敌他进攻的三部曲。
Here we can see the trilogy of our enemy.
第一，他是追赶。
First, he will pursue.
你有没有被追赶的感觉
？Have you been pursued or chased?
好像每一天你都有做不完的事。
Like every day you have endless things to do.
似乎老板他的眼睛总在盯着你。
The boss is always watching you.
不晓得为什么你 work from home 你也觉得老板站在你旁边。
Even though you're not around him, you feel his presence.
那个 deadline 是永远是赶不上的。
The deadline is always in front of you.
Project 总是一个接着一个的。
Projects never stop coming.
为什么我们的生活这样的忙碌？
Why our lives are so busy?
为什么我们不得自由？
Why we are not free?
过去有一位弟兄他得了忧郁症。
One of our brothers had this depression.
他就形容他自己的心境。
He described what he felt.
他说我总感觉到好像我的背后站着一个人拉着一把刀顶着我的背。
I always feel a person holding a knife in my back.
这就是敌人最厉害的一招。
This is what the best the enemy can do.
他叫我们忙啊忙到处跑到处奔。
He made us occupied everything and always chase after something.
因为我们有许多的恐惧在我们的里面。
Because we do have terror inside our hearts.
我们怕失去工作。
We fear that we lose our
我们怕失去 income。
We fear that we
我们怕失去目前的享受。
We may lose our enjoy。
所以撒旦就追赶我们。
So the Satan is always chasing after us。
第二步，他要掳掠我们。
Next, he's robbing us.
就是将我们所有的夺取。
He robs us of our belongings.
不单是要夺取我们的工作，也要夺取我们的健康。
He would rob our health, our job, our joy.
更是要夺取我们的家庭，夺取我们的儿女。
He might rob us of our family, of our children.
更可怕的，他要夺取我们的信心。
Most terrible things is to rob us of our faith.
因为他的目的是要在我们的身上称他的愿。
Because his plan is to
fulfill what he wants, his desire. Yes. 我曾经到 H.D. Anderson 医院在 Houston 做一个 project.
I've been to M.D. Anderson.To do a project.
那已经三十年前的事情，我记得很清楚。
About 30 years ago, but I still remember.
有位医生告诉我说
，Doctor told me.
他说，当我向病人宣告他得了癌症的时候，我看他的反应，我就可以看出来他病会不会好。
Whenever I announce the conclusion of a cancer, I look at the expression on their face. I know how they're doing.
因为他说，癌症的病人多半是被吓死的。
Most cancer patients die because of fear.
尤其在治疗的后期的时候，多半是投降的。
They usually gave up at the end of treatment.
那仇敌要使我们成为他的掳物。
Our enemy wants us to become the spoil.
他要我们对神、对自己完全的失望。
He wants us to.Lose our faith in ourselves and in God.
所以他不但追赶我们，他要掳掠我们，同时他要杀害我们。
He pursue us, he rob us, and he destroy us.
你看，前面是有大水，后面是有追兵，无处可逃。
See, we have waters in front of us, and the chasing enemy behind us.
有一天，我接到一个电话。
One day, I receive a phone call.
一位 UC 的同学，他在UC Hospital 的急诊室。
A UC student went into an emergency.
怎么回事呢？
What happened?
他的功课读得不好。
He fell behind on his coursework.
为了成绩的缘故，他跟他的导师起了很大的冲突。
He has a big conflict with his director.
他觉得自己没有希望毕业，他也不知道怎么办。
He lost his hope of graduation, and he's not knowing what to do.
他回到他的 apartment 里面，他就坐在地毯上。
He sat on the floor, went back to his apartment.
靠着背后的墙，他就用他的头去撞他的墙，就从后面这样一直撞。
He banged his head on the wall.
撞到没有声音，他的邻居怀疑，然后才叫警察来打开，看他已经晕倒在地上。
And he lost consciousness, and.Lie down on the floor.
连他国内的家人还来不及通知，他就过去了。
He passed away even before his parents knows him.
这个就是魔鬼的作为，他追赶我们，掳掠我们，最后他要杀害我们。
This is what the devil is doing, and he treats us and robs us. He's destroying us.
但你不要惧怕，我们的神。有奇妙的带领。
But fear not, our God has wonderful guidance.
第十一节、十三节，我们一起来念一二三。耶和华，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事？你凭慈爱领了你的所数的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。当以色列人他们在埃及为奴隶的时候
，When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt，
神来找他们
，God is looking for them。
神借着摩西把他们领出埃及为奴之地。
God uses Moses to lead them out of the slaver land of Egypt。
同样的，当我们没有信主以前，神来找你，找我。
Same for each one of us, God look for us before we believe.
不是你找神哦，是神来找你。
Not that we look for God, God look for us.
可能借着一位基督徒或者是一个事件。
Could be God using a Christian or use an event.
我们就开始了这条信心之旅。
That we begin our trip, our belief.
我们离开了埃及，我们走向了旷野。
We leave Egypt and go to the desert.
多半的人在信主之后，不是就一下子跟上了这条路，乃是跌跌撞撞的走过。
Even after we accept God, we're not.Immediately there, we're still following.
所以离开埃及不是目的。
Leaving Egypt is not the goal.
进入迦南的美地才是目的。
Entering the wonderful land of Canaan is our goal.
以色列人在红海经历了神的拯救，但这个是神迹的开始而已。
Israelites experienced salvation in Red Sea, but that's just the beginning.
从那个之后，每一天他们的生活都需要依靠神的供应。
Even after that, every day they need God's providence.
因为出埃及是神的拯救，是出于神的慈爱。
And leaving Egypt is out of God's love.
神爱你，神爱我，神是充满了慈爱的神。
God loves you and me. God is full of love.
但是我们要进入迦南，那个是需要神的能力的。
But entering Canaan is the power, is the strength from God.
他领我们出埃及不是目的，他要带我们进入迦南，那个才是他的目的。
He lead us out of Egypt, but he want to lead us into Canaan.
神不会丢弃你，丢弃我的。
God will never give up on you and me.
除非我们自己要再回埃及去做奴隶。
Unless we decided to go back to Egypt, the slavery land.
在罗马书第八章三十七节，我们一起来念这一段经句，请。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。神他应许，他就一定会帮助我们。
If God promised, he would help us out.
所以当我们有这样的信心，我们就会看见仇敌的退后。
When we have this type of faith, we'll see that enemy would flee.
15节16节，那时以东的族长惊慌，摩亚的英雄被战惊抓住，迦南的居民心都消化了，惊骇恐惧临到他们。耶和华你的膀臂大能，他们如同石头寂然不动，等候你的百姓过去，等候你所数的百姓过去。当神介入人的历史的时候，我们就会看到魔鬼的失败。
When God interfere in the history of human being, we'll see the defeat of our enemy.
好像那些卡通影片有时候画的，那小朋友受到的欺负，他就跑到他爸爸那里。
We'll see the cartoons when a kid got bullied, he will run back to the father.
当父亲一出现，那些 bully 他的孩子就赶快散掉了。
And the father appears, all the bullies are running away.
这里说惊骇恐惧的临到这些仇敌，他们在神面前站立不住。
When the terror and dread will fall upon the enemies, they cannot stand.
你知道我们的神有一个特别的手法，叫做定身术。
God has a special trick is petrified.
定住，那他就定住，什么事都不能动，寂然不动，如石头一样。
They would become as still as stone.
所以当摩西写这首诗的时候，他不是他是夸张不错，但是他看见那些军兵寂然不动，等着百姓过去。
When Moses wrote this poem, he didn't exaggerate. He expressed the real situation like they are very still.
当我们人生当中遇到了不能够解脱的情况，我们要求告神。
We are in a desperate situation, we need to call upon God.
神他能够行奇事，甚至叫我们的仇敌被定住，不能够害我们。
God do wonders, even cause our enemies to become as still as stone.
1995年，李俊东他移民到南非的约翰尼斯堡。
Jun Dong Lee immigrated to South Africa in 1995.
有一天他去理发，听那个从台湾来的老板娘讲到耶稣。
One day he went to a haircut. He heard the owner talked about Jesus Christ.
所以他很好奇，他就买了一本圣经，但是读一下就没兴趣了。
He was interested and he bought the Bible and read a little bit, but he lost interest.
11年之后，2006年，他那时候有严重的失眠症，不能睡觉。
11 years later, he had this insomnia and he couldn't fall asleep.
他朋友劝他，你去信耶稣，耶稣会帮助你。
A friend of him told him to become a believer in God.
病急就乱投医嘛，所以他就读圣经开始读。很奇怪，当他一读圣经就睡觉睡着了。
Read the Bible, just in case. But he fell asleep immediately.
哎，你们不相信，你们失眠的回去开始读圣经。
You can't sleep well. Do read the Bibles.
要从先知书读起啊，不然读民数记也可以。那他真正从那时候开始就信了耶稣。
And it is real that he believed in God since then.
可是到了2010年的七月
，But the year 2010, in July，
他有一天开车回家的时候
，When he was driving home one day，
我没去过南非，我不晓得我们当中有没有人去过南非的。
If you've been to South Africa，
我听说他讲那里的哎很多的强盗。
Said there are lots of robberies.
甚至警察也兼差做强盗。
Police can be a robber himself.
他走到那个街的小巷的时候，后面就跟来了一辆警车。
When he was in the back street and there was a police car.
车上下来了一男一女两个警察。
And there are two police.
他们看他的要他的身份的证件，然后就搜查，发现他身上有钱。
And they
find
money on his body, yeah, with him.
然后在那个非常紧张的情况当中，他就说：“我认识你们的局长。”
And in that at the time he shouted out that I know your sergeant.
那两个警察说：“局长不认识我们，生活很苦啊。”
The sergeant don't know us.
这我们生活很苦，局长不体谅的。
Yeah, we don't.We are very poor.
然后他说我认识你们的厅长。
I know your supervisor.
他们说我们的厅长也不会顾及我们的需要。
But the supervisor don't even care about us.
你把钱给我们吧。
Just give us your money.
然后他就说我是基督徒。
He said, I'm a
Christian. 我不可以贿赂警察。
I cannot bribe police.
上帝不允许我，上帝也不容许你们做这样的事。
God won't allow us, and God won't allow you to do such a thing.
很奇怪，当这两个人听到上帝的时候，他们就转身离开了。
Amazingly, when they heard God, they turn around and leave.
你知道，我们的仇敌可以威胁，可以吓我们，但是他不能够面对上帝。
But you remember, our enemy can threaten us, but they cannot face God.
因为我们的神是得胜的主。
Because our God is a victory, Lord of victory.
接下去第十七节，你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上。耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。什么是进迦南的意义
？What's the significance of entering Canaan？
进迦南是要享受上帝的安息。
Entering Canaan is to enjoy God's rest.
安息不是坐在那里什么事都不做。
Rest is not just sitting around doing nothing.
安息是让神做他要做的事。
Rest is let God do what he's doing.
以色列人进迦南不是没事做，他们需要耕种，要栽种果实。
Israel went into Canaan, has lots of things to plant.
因为他们 一进约旦河，在旷野的马拉就停止了。
Because when they cross Jordan River, they stop in a place called Mara.
啊，他们需要自己耕种吃自己的土产。
They need to plant and get their own harvest.
他们也要预备打仗，因为游牧民族变成了农业的社会。
They also need to prepare for any battles because they become settled now.
所以他们耕种之后，等候收成，敌人就会来抢。
Every time they wait for their harvest, the enemy would come to rob them.
因此他们要修造城市，建立城墙。
So they build cities and walls.
这一个栽种，这一个建屋，都是迦南进去之后要做的事。
The planting, the building are all they have to do.
所以安息不是不做事，而是让神来做事。
So rest is not doing nothing, but it's letting God do his things.
耕种是我的事，有没有收成是神的事。
Planting is what I'm doing, harvest is God's deed.
准备打仗是我的事，有没有战争，会不会赢是神的事。
Preparing for war is what I should do, butIf there's any war, it's God's will.
这个交托叫做安息。
Giving up is what we call rest.
所以安息的意思就是你做你该做的事，你做不到的事让神去做。
Do what you can do, but let God do what you cannot do.
你若懂得这一个秘诀，你生活就简单多了。
If you know these principles, your life would be easier.
因为神是你我的保护。
Because God is the protection of us.
不但如此，在哥林多前书三章九节说，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
First Corinthians said, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
原来我们在外面耕作，神在我们的里面耕作。
Because we plant on the outside,God's plant on the inside.
我们在外面建造，神在我们的里面建造。
We build on the outside, God build on the inside.
当你的里面有收成的时候，你还怕有什么样外在的缺乏呢？
When you have harvest inside, you wouldn't be worried about anything lacking in the outside.
当你的里面有建造，你还怕什么外面人的攻击呢？
When you have buildings inside,You wouldn't worry attacks from outside.
所以我们不要怕工作的不稳定，身体的疾病。
So let us not worry about the stability of our job.
神一定会帮助我们。
God would always help us.
因为他带我们出了埃及，他也一定会带我们进入迦南的安息。
Since he brought us out of Egypt, he would bring us into rest in Canaan.
虽然我们的生活当中有许多的征战，
Although there are many tests in our lives,
但神是我们的力量、诗歌跟拯救。
Keep in mind, God is our strength, song, and our salvation.
他会将我们的仇敌抛在海中，使他们失去能力，不再危害我们。
He would sweep our enemies into the sea and make them lose their power and harm us no more.
神已经领我们出埃及为奴之地，他也一定会带我们进入迦南的美地。
God already led us out of the land of slavery. He will lead us into Canaan, the promised land.
所以让我们学习进入他的安息。
Let's learn how to enter into God's rest.
就是成为他所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
To become the land he has planted, or to become the house he has built.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，帮助我们在黑夜中也能够发出胜利的凯歌。
Lord, make us sing our praise even in the darkness.
因为你容许这些的考验临到我们的身上，没有一件会超过我们不能应付的。
Even though you allow the sufferings into our life, but none of this that we cannot overcome through you.
因为你就是我们的力量、诗歌和拯救。
Because you are our strength, our song, and our salvation.
你带领我们怎么样脱离黑暗，也会带领我们进入光明。
You lead us out of the darkness the same way you bring us into the light.
让我们学习安心与你。
Let us learn how to be at rest with you.
让你在我们的身上成就你的美意。
And we ask you to be on our life and fulfill your will.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。